UN officials have told Israel they'll suspend aid operations across Gaza unless urgent steps are taken to better protect humanitarian workers. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The officials spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss ongoing negotiations with Israeli officials. The UN says there have been no final decisions on suspending operations across Gaza and that talks with the Israelis were ongoing. The UN World Food Programme has already suspended aid delivery from a US-built pier in Gaza over security concerns.
That's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. Israel's Supreme Court Tuesday ruled unanimously that the military must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for military service, a decision that could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition as Israel continues to wage war in Gaza. The court ruled Israel's compulsory military service system applies to the ultra-Orthodox like any other citizen. Under longstanding arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men and women. An ultra-Orthodox member of Israel's parliament, the Knesset, Moshe Roth, whose party is part of the governing coalition, dismissed the high court's ruling. But opposition Knesset member Ariel Kollner applauded it.
The army asks for thousands of soldiers now, and we must bring the religion Orthodox. They must go to the army and do what all the other kids in their ages are doing. If my kids can go to the army, so everybody can go to the army.
Israel's military said its forces carried out airstrikes Tuesday targeting buildings in Shati and another area in northern Gaza that they saw were being used by Hamas militants who were involved in October 7th attacks on Israel. This is VOA News. The European Union began its first intergovernmental conferences with Ukraine and Moldova in Luxembourg Tuesday, the first steps of the nations becoming full EU members.